Yeah. Eddie Montague joins us, of course, former National League umpire, supervisor right now. Let's hear it for Eddie Montague.
Yeah, give it up for Eddie.
Let me tell you, one day we're going to go to Cooperstown when he's going in. Believe me, it's going to happen.
Yep.
But, hey, nice to see you. Feeling good?
Yeah, well, I'm getting better. I had a cold from the grandkids, but... that was 2 weeks ago and lasted, and now they just came into town today, so that's why I'm a little late coming out. I had the 1.5 and the 4-year-old down at the park.
Well, you've spent time in New York recently. We want to talk to you about that, and then a couple of the military stories, which are fun. But you were in Command Central, and tell us what that's like with all the TVs and everything else.
It's funny. The umpires are now calling it The Rock.
Okay.
And you know what? It's if everybody could see it, and I hope they do something with TV to show the inside of it. It's a very large room, you know, probably 40 feet by 20 or maybe larger. And there's anywhere, I was in there last week, we had almost 30 guys in there.
Wow.
8 umpires and the rest technicians who are on top of everything. Each umpire has a station of 2 big screens and some smaller screens that they show the replays on. So there's 8 stations. So at one time, you know, you got a lot of ball games going on.
So just logistically, we had a play last night. We don't have to talk about how it resolved, but
yeah.
Pence at first base. Okay, now Bochy comes out. He makes the challenge. When he makes the challenge logistically, I've now made the challenge. What goes on in New York when that happens? Are you ahead of the game, or do you wait for him to come out? Or
no, way ahead of the game. These technicians are very good, and whenever there's a close play that looks close, whether it's challenged or not, these guys are already piping it in and sending it over to the stations and getting all the different angles. We've got 12 different cameras in most of the parks. The best cameras, these super slow-mo, which are, if you remember Hunter Pence, cracking his bat in the World Series,
and
you saw the ball hit 3 times. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So it's very good how these guys run the whole show back there. So it's not just one guy looking at a screen. And when there is a play, usually the other umpires come over from the other stations.
Okay.
Of course, the guy that's running that station, he's the home plate umpire, let's say. He's calling everything. He'll turn around and ask for advice. Do you guys concur?
Okay.
And it happens pretty quick. I mean, some of them are very hard to tell, and it's, bang, bang plays. So, and in all fairness to the umpires, I mean, you've seen a lot of plays overturned, and I guarantee you, if we didn't have replay, a lot of these plays wouldn't even be questioned.
Yeah.
But we're talking about centimeters, which is, to me, ridiculous.
You say centipedes or centimeters?
Yeah, both. I mean, the play the other night, I'm looking at on the replay the next day, and it's like the spike. It was
cleat,
a spike.
By a cleat, they said.
off the base at second base.
Yeah.
And they could super slow-mo that, and you see it. And the human eye can't see that. So.
Well, Eddie, I was going to ask you about that very play, and the story comes about that the Marlins employed a guy by the name of Pat Schein, and his job is to look at every base runner, touch every base. And do you have any knowledge of other teams employ guys to do the very same thing, or is that a Marlins thing, or what's up with that?
Well, you mean as far as replays concerned?
Well, just watching the runners touch each individual bag.
I've never heard that before.
Marty, you heard that?
We did hear it. I'm not sure that was accurate.
Do you think that was kind of a beefed-up legend?
Yeah, I think he was just the guy, like the Sean Dunstan, who watches everything. And I think he probably watches that as well.
Okay.
But I don't think they brought
that
a guy
3,000
miles to make sure everyone touched first base on a double.
Well, first, second, I mean, that was the way the story was told, unless I just misinterpreted.
No, I think it was written that way, and I'm just not sure that was clear.
Well, the different guys that are doing it, like Shawnee's doing it here, and I'm sure that when they said, you know, Shawnee, we want you to go up and look at the plays, hey, no problem. You know what? There's a lot of pressure on these guys. They got to come up and give the word back to WOTUS and say, Ronnie, this is reviewable, and Ronnie sends it out to Boach, and Shawnee's like another umpire up there.
Yeah, the last time they gave a thumbs up and thumbs down like WOTUS does, very dramatic, was at the Colosseum in Rome.
Yeah.
With the gladiators. I think that was the last time that
happened. To those about to die, we salute you.
Really? Yep, that was it.
Yeah, I hope they're not going to behead any of our guys.
So are you okay with it, how it's going? Or how would you, just off the record, kind of, how would you improve it, or what would you do?
Off the record, Eddie.
I'm okay with it. I think everybody in baseball is okay with it, managers and stuff, and the umpires are okay with it. It's good. They want, you know, you want to get the plays right. And like I said, but the only thing is we're going to these millimeters, and it's like, really? Wow. And like I've told a couple of the umpires, I go, look, you know, Angel Hernandez had first base here. He had two misses in one game. And when I looked at him, it was like the ball was barely in the glove and the foot's just touching the bag. And I said, Angel, I said, just keep umpiring. I said, those are misses, but to me they're not misses. So we're going to have to categorize these
of course,
in some way, the high-tech and then the human element.
Yeah, no, because the super slow-mo can do that, but in the reality of a baseball game, you can't see it. Can't see it.
If the hitters could have super slow-mo and to slow it down, they'd be hitting 900.
Well, Ted Williams
that
would
ball
hit 950.
Would look like a, yeah, it would look like a beach ball coming in. So it's different. It's working. It's a work in progress. And
On behalf of Mike Kruko and Dwayne Kuiper, I think they're just having a little bit of fun. But when the guy comes out and he's got the headphones and the little machine, Mike was joking on one broadcast. He said, why does it take two umpires to go put the headsets on?
Well, it's
redundancy or what's the deal?
No, it's the calling umpire who makes the call has to go in on that. And then the crew chief, being the crew chief, has to go in and listen. And then the crew chief will make the call. Okay. He'll come out and say safe or out or whatever. But, they want two guys in there to make sure everything's right. You know, you're hearing everything right from back in New York. From the Rock.
You going back?
No, I don't have to go back probably till August.
Oh, good.
And maybe not then, but I made two trips in 3 weeks, and that's enough.
Now, how do you stay awake? I mean, you know, how do you deal with the West Coast games and all that?
Well, that's the tough part. It's because, actually, I was here at the Giants game one night. It went 12 innings. Mm-hmm. We got out here at 12:15, and I got a call from Stevie Palermo. He goes, where are you? I said, I'm at the game. He said, what are you, nuts? I said, where are you? He goes, I'm sitting in replay. I said, who's nuts? You know. But it's they were supposed to start building a place out here, which would make sense.
That's right.
And have two stations. And then you got the West Coast, East Coast. And you're not there until 2 or 3 in the morning. But when you're back there, these games aren't starting until 10:15.
Wow. Well, you know your stuff. I will tell you that. Are you, is your hat in the ring for commissioner at all?
I don't think so.
All right. Would you serve if asked, or just not going to happen?
That won't happen.
All right. Eddie Montague.
That won't happen.
All right. Pat and I are having fun this, not fun, but acknowledging the meaning of Memorial Day as it relates to sports and baseball. Eddie, you're in the military. How did a baseball sort of impact you?
Yeah, I was in the Navy, and, you know, I went back, went to San Diego for boot camp, and then down to Great Lakes for radar school. I was a radarman, and I did play softball back there on their team, and enjoyed that part of it. I had a great story about the Giants came into Chicago, and I'd never been to Wrigley Field. And I've known Murph since I was a little kid. You know, Murph was one of my idols growing up. He played first base for my dad's rookie team out at Orange Park. And so we went down there. I went with Nick Willick, who's out of Auburn, Nick's chief of police up there, and he was my partner there in Great Lakes. And we went down, took Nick to the ball game, went upstairs into the clubhouse and introduced Nick to Willie Mays, and it's probably something he'll always remember all his life. And Willie was gracious, and we were in our dress blues, and it was pretty cool.
You know, you mentioned, Pat, do you know Great Lakes Naval, was a naval station, was that what it was called?
I'm aware of it.
Let me tell you, you go back through the history of sports and in military. That's where a lot of people went during World War II, the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
And they had the teams there. They had football teams there. I mean, the Great Lakes. Did they do anything military, or is it just a place where people played?
Well, no. I was in school there for radar, that was it, just classes and stuff like that. The train ran right out in front of the barracks, and we took the train down to Wrigley, you know, Waukegan, Illinois.
Is that where it was, Waukegan?
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And you know what? I know this is kind of utopic, but when the Major League Baseball teams go international to play these games, it'd be fun if they stopped on the way and dropped in on some of these bases overseas and said hello to the folks. You know what I mean? And maybe they don't have the logistical time, but make the time. You know, if you're going to go over and sell hats in Taiwan or Australia, you got time to stop, I would think.
Well, I know Musial and Ted Williams and those guys and DiMaggio, they made special trips over there.
Right.
Like the Bob Hope tours and stuff.
Yeah.
The ball players would go over there. And still today, I think we have ball players going over and visiting Afghanistan over there and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think they used to play. I think when the touring teams went over, I think they would play for the troops as well.
And you don't want to force them to do that, but it'd be fun to see something like that. And I know it'd bring a lot of hope and joy and just a moment of respite from the stresses and the pressures and tension of being overseas for these young men and women.
You know, I love to pull up, get the YouTube and pull up the old Bob Hope tour, the tapes of that, and just watch. And you look at their faces
Amazing.
Out there. And that was what he did was unbelievable. And so, you know, here's to the troops.
Yeah, I love Vida went on some of those trips. I know we've talked to him about it, you know, and a lot of people.
I'd be happy to go and do something like that. If the commissioner's office wanted to send some of us over there and just tell stories. And
be awesome.
Yeah.
And scout talent, because just in football, there was an Army Ranger that was in Afghanistan in a bloody battle over there, gets out, walks onto the Clemson Tiger football team, and now he's in an NFL camp. I bet you there are a ton of outstanding athletic baseball players walking in our services right now that could come out maybe and do something.
Well, they went to India and found two guys that could throw 85 miles an hour. We found that out last week.
$1 million arm, baby.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Hey, Eddie, I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, good
Eddie.
To see you.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, Eddie Montague.
All right,
let's hear for Eddie Montague, huh?
My man.
See, the umpire gets cheered.
How do you really feel now? I'm not used to that. That's no good. I never get applause. I just want to hear one more.
Yeah. Look at Ed.
He wants to get booed. There we go. All right. He likes us.
Hey. I think he could be a commissioner, Marty.
What a nice man.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's the best. He is the best. All right. 808 KBR. More coming up on the Sports Leader right now.